This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Loki. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome along to this big review, then, of the third Marvel Cinematic Universe. Cinematic, you know what I mean?
MCU-ish.
MCU season on Disney Plus, which has just finished its run. 6 episodes. It's created by Michael Waldron and directed by Kate Herron. Stars, of course, Tom Hiddleston as Loki, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Wumu Masaku, Eugene Cordello.
This just became awesome.
Shut up. Tara Strong. And then Sophia DiMartino and Owen Wilson.
Yeah, man.
Who's...
Wow.
Wade is going to do this entire review like that.
Like, as mentioned, Owen Wilson, sir.
No, you should have stopped it. Wow.
I wouldn't.
It's done very, very well in terms of its ratings, or at least as far as Disney Plus lets us know. It's the buzz of the town, Wayne, without giving away any plot spoilers. What is it about?
Okay, so basically it's about in Avengers, like I guess it was Endgame, where there was that scene where Loki fucking used the Tesseract to phase himself out of whatever. That's the last you hear of Loki in the Avengers films. But this is where he went to, and it turns out it's a place called the TVA, or Time Variance Authority, where he discovers many different timelines and rules and shit. That's about as much as I can tell you without doing it.
Yeah. We're going to be very, very careful on this review. We're going to give you very short kind of general impressions. I know we say this every bloody week. This week, when I've had a discussion off mic,
we're going
to keep it to 5 minutes, and then we're going to get into free-for-all and spoilers, because we're doing the whole season. Every episode has big revelation or two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, we can't talk about really the plot without giving the spoilers.
Then it's going to be spoilers.
Yeah. Generally speaking, Wayne, what did you think of Loki? Oh, after I let you know that generally speaking, the critics have liked it.
I have.
92% approval rating with an average score of 7.8 basically out of 10 based on 116 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. So there we are. And Metacritic has it as a weighted score of 74 out of 100.
All right. So just so I can understand these stats and these like metrics. If Rotten Tomato has a 92% of approval score,
yep.
Does that mean 92% of people said it was good?
Yep, 92% of people said it was 3 stars or above.
Okay. All right, fine. I'm on board with that. Now listen, here's the thing about Marvel's Loki. Overall, yes. Okay? I will say, overall, yes. There's a couple of filler episodes in here like a motherfucker. This could have been done in 4.
I think 5.
5? All right. The first episode... I loved it. I loved everything about it. I'm like, this is interesting. I love Owen Wilson. Them together is great, mm-hmm. I thought.
I would agree. Good chemistry.
Really impressed with the writing. The way they set him up and the things they made him look at. Fantastic. And the series does give you something for Loki. Like, he's not this sneering sort of bad guy so much as a result. And that's a good idea. Like, make him deeper. You have to, otherwise it's boring. And overall, I would say it's... If it wasn't so pitchy, which is what I feel like it was, like there's a couple of great episodes and ended well. These, I think, you know, all those sorts of things, it would have been higher. So I do think it was good. That's it. It's good.
Okay. I think it's great.
Great.
This is easily the best of the 3 series that we've seen so far.
Really?
Shits all over WandaVision mm-hmm. for me, and the terrible, terrible Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I really hated.
Did you actually hate it?
The more I think about that show, the worse it was. And you want a show that should have been condensed down from 8 episodes into 2. Here, I'm looking at you. There was not enough substance to Falcon and Winter Soldier to it at all justifies 8-episode length.
Agreed.
I will agree with you. I think one of the episodes or a couple of them could have been condensed down. Mm. 5 episodes here would have been probably perfect. But I'll take 6 for what we got.
Yeah.
Not only are there significant stakes, which we'll talk about at the other side of spoilers, it introduced something which completely makes you re-look at the whole MCU, which is really intriguing. Tom Hiddleston's great. The direction is very, very good. There's some really wow camera angles, some amazing cinematography at times.
Some wow. Sorry. No. I'm terribly sorry, but I did
I'm
see it.
I'm adding this to the soundboard and taunting with it forever.
What? No, fuck off.
And I think the plot developments as they occur are all very intriguing. Yes, there's a couple of lull periods in it, which is what brings my score down. And a couple of these special effects don't hold up really, but it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought it was beautiful.
I can't mention where it falls down, but I will when we get to spoilers. Overall, really, really enjoyed it. Easily the best of the so far what we've seen of the TV shows on Disney Plus.
When you say that, like with the other two being Captain Winter Soldier, now when I think about Captain Winter Soldier, the thing with that is it opened great and then it fell right away. I know you didn't think it opened great, so you must hate it. WandaVision, like this movie, the first thing about Loki, and probably why I agree with you, it is the best of the three, is that this show had. It knew what it was doing for the longest time. Because, like, WandaVision, for the first 2-3 episodes or whatever that, you're like, the audience is doing all the work. Is what the fuck is this? It doesn't know what it is, so it's not like.
It did know what it was, but it wanted to take you on a ride.
But it took too long, right? So it was like, So the Captain Winter Soldier, they had a lot of problems with the, I think with the time, I think a big problem with that show is that the COVID, being that they weren't planning on COVID, and one of the through lines in the plot being about a Chinese virus that's killing the world, they had to swap it out.
Was it Chinese virus?
Yeah, a virus that, or Asia, that. Sorry, Asian virus. Right, okay. Right? Mandrapore, I guess that's supposed to be like someone like Singapore, right? Okay, so it's not Asian. So not, yeah. Anyway, but that fucked it up a bit. This one, at least, I think the only thing this had a problem with was the fact that Black Widow should have been released by the time this was released, or something like that. And that's why this one was pushed backwards, and that fucked with the timeline.
Oh, I mean, nothing happens to Black Widow that affects what happens here.
I think I read somewhere that they did some shit. Or maybe it was Black Widow that did some shit. The point is, like, yeah, and I know what you mean, but this one was supposed to be... This one is the most interesting, and the most cool, I will say.
Oh, for sure.
The only the coolest one, and the styling of this one, I adore, right? Making it all 70s and shit and like all...
I agree. The production design's very, very good as well.
Very good.
The TVA being all sort of, you know, as muted brown, kind of awful.
Muted brown, but also...
design work.
Analog. Like it's all like old ass computers and the people have got it in a physical file. I'm like, great, because that's interesting. If it was an office somewhere, how boring would that be? This has to be, you know, character, very cool. I love that. So that was cool.
All right. Well, we promised it'd be a short... pre-spoilers thing. So here we are then. We're going to move into spoilers and talk about the plot because, gee, there's a lot to unpack in that. But overall, big plus from at least me, pretty good plus from Wayne. So therefore, the countdown is recommending you check out Loki if you haven't already.
You can't handle the truth!
And the truth's pretty big in this case because we have now set up Phase 4. Finally, we understand what's going to happen in Phase 4 at the conclusion of Loki. But we'll come back to that. I think Loki's journey here because remember, we picked up the Loki who's a villain.
Yep.
Straight card-carrying villain at the arse end of Avengers in 2012.
Right. Was Killmonger? Because this is like a week, 2 weeks after Avengers ended, right?
Well, no, he's being escorted down having been caught.
Yeah, so it's like two weeks after that happened.
It's the same moment. Same moment?
You're right.
The Chitauri battle has just ended.
Yes, good point.
And they're escorting him out. So he's still working for Thanos.
Yeah.
Right? And then the first episode in particular does a really good job of showing him that's a fool's errand.
Totally, with the fucking Infinity Stones in the drawer and all that
stuff. But also the sacred timeline. He comes to understand that in the sacred timeline, he is meant to die by Thanos' hand at the start of Avengers Infinity War.
Right? That's right.
And he realizes that my glorious purpose is fucked.
Yes, moot, shit.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I die. I think I'm the big villain here or the big power here, but I'm not. And the actual power... ends up offing me.
Are you talking about that scene where he's in the room and he sees the video? Yeah. That was fucking gold. Because they just showed his face and like the, you know, reflection of the screen. And you see him go, fuck. Like nothing means anything now, right? And then that whole episode, I wasn't expecting writing that good.
Agreed.
I wasn't expecting dialogue that good.
And it's only as good as the performance as well. And Tom Hiddleston, who's obviously had 8 films and a decade to perfect playing Loki, and he does it very, very well throughout this series. And then we get this whole... Now, I'm not a Marvel comic book reader. Mm. I didn't know this stuff was coming. But then we get all these variant versions of Loki, including Sylvie, who's his female, which... It's probably the weirdest part of the whole show as far as I'm concerned.
That whole thing is the weirdest part of the show.
Because we're meant to buy the fact that Loki's falling in love with himself. Until I realize this, Loki is the ultimate narcissist. He's totally self-absorbed. So if anyone is going to get himself out of loving himself, it's actually himself.
Yes. Right? That's right. And in fact, one of the episodes in this show seems to actually suggest that, because he's on that planet with her and they sort of,
and that's the worst episode of the whole show.
Yeah, it is. That was walkie-talkie central, right? Yep. So that was whatever.
But it's for a purpose. The purpose is so that by the end of the series, he's prepared to throw everything away for her.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean. But the thing that they come out of that is like, is loving yourself too hard create a nexus event? Because if so, I created 2 this morning. but is that what it was? You know we crowbar a jack-off joke in here, everyone.
At least once an episode.
At least once.
So, it's not a poo joke.
So, that's a good point, actually. But we'll talk about it. They kiss. They kiss, right? That was a weird moment that I'm not sure I needed or
what. I wasn't sure that he was really all in on loving her / himself until that episode. Up until then, I'm like, oh, that just formed a really tight bond. Because
it could just be him fooling her.
Well, not even that. I didn't think. I just thought there was a genuine friendship So, yeah. Because my brain didn't want to process that, well,
you might want to fucking
Seinfeld's already done this. The female version of yourself, it doesn't work.
Yes, that's right. I would hate to be...
and the male version of yourself. If
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So. And I do agree with that. You know, you do. I mean, come on.
I'd drive you insane.
If you had, like, things in common is different to you, it's the same person. You know what I mean? So,
but it's also a very good... And I know I bring this up a bit, again, psychologist hat, but...
Bring it.
Nature versus nurture, right? Mm-hmm. So... We have two Lokis and they're two different timelines, so different, basically multiverses, right? Or different universes.
Yeah.
They have incredibly different experiences. Sylvie, as the young female Loki, is taken away from her life at a very early point.
Yep.
She is an entirely different person to Loki.
Yeah.
She's still constructed the same DNA, but clearly they are on a different wavelength. That's nurture, right?
Yeah.
And then we get to see, particularly by episode 5, when we get Richard E. Grant in a really great cameo.
Yes.
Playing classic Loki.
Yes.
And Alligator Loki and Kid Loki. You know, just a lot of really fun, fun stuff. And yeah. the huge, giant African-American dude, guy, Loki. Yeah. I'm not sure what his official name is.
I can't remember
is,
either.
But they're all really impressive. And I love the bit when all the other Lokis turn up. And it turns out that the African-American Loki dude's the one that sold them out.
Really?
Don't you remember that bit?
I forgot that part. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was good fun. Really good fun.
It was funny. And that whole, them sort of talking in that cavern with him and he's like, okay, we're going to do this. And then we're like, blah, and they'll start laughing and shit like that. It's like
we haven't thought of that.
Yeah, exactly. But that means though that like some Lokis are good because Richard E. Grant Loki kind of saved them.
He sacrificed himself to save them. Yep.
Right. So.
But again, this is my argument and this is arguably a psychologist's domain, right? We're not predetermined. Obviously, our genetics determine a great deal about us, but it's our experiences mapped onto those genetics that change us into being the people that we are.
This makes sense.
So, in other words, they've all had different experiences. So, some of them are good-ish Lokis. Yeah. They're still, generally speaking, they are selfish.
Yeah.
But some of them are better than others.
Right. So, that's the thing. Is predisposed? Is that the term?
Yeah.
If to be a certain way. So they're all selfish, right?
But
some of them are not kind.
As selfish or as cunty as others.
Yeah.
Asshole-ish as others.
I do like British. That. I do actually like that idea.
Yeah. And even when we get to the very end, and it turns out that, and this is a character I've never seen before, because again, not a comic reader, but Kang the Conqueror is played by Jonathan Majors.
So he's supposed to be Kang, is he?
Yes. Right. Who's going to be the big bad, or the multiple versions of him going to be the big bad in Phase 4, which is fascinating. So. Mm-hmm. In Ant-Man and the Quantum Mania or whatever the fuck that's called, and Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and maybe even Spider-Man at the end of the year with the different multiverses that are promised there.
Yeah.
We might get a different Kang as a bad guy in every one.
Yeah, they've done something
really clever.
Dude, is it clever? You know what? As a result of this ending where there are now innumerable multiverses and they're not clipped and whatever, right? That means that they've actually made it like they can do anything they want now. Now, everything you've ever seen that's Marvel is canon. You could have a Punisher, the old Punisher Marvel, as canon because that's the reality that happened.
You're right.
You could have Spider-Man and his amazing friends being an animated fucking multiverse or something. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, and this is like, holy shit, now they've brought it all together. So now the next Phase 4 is whatever we fucking want.
Well, even to the point of, I know Robert Downey Jr. is gone. I know.
Yeah, you could kick him right back. I mean, he'd be like, fuck that, and they couldn't afford him. But
no, but they could. He could be alive in a different multiverse.
Yeah.
Same
and they
could
just tell that story if they want.
He could be alive in a different multiverse.
I tell you what, though.
Alive. He could have chosen to come back and be fighting the good fight.
Well, this is the thing about, like, I guess the what if now sort of means more. Do you know what I mean?
Even those what if might be actual other multiverses.
Yeah, that's why it's good timing. It's like, ooh, okay. So if you buy into this.
I clearly thought that through.
Yeah, well, once you buy into this, it makes it... You're right. But now what I do say about Phase 4 is that if they just go, okay, we'll just tell stories from this and this and this and not connect them all at all, right?
I would assume by the end of Phase 4, Kang, the variations of Kang, the worst of him is defeated and they bring the sacred timeline back together in some way, shape or form.
So that's their thing. They've got to have a truth, a universal truth.
Yeah, at some point, we can't just be playing jazz forever.
No, they can't, because then it's like, what? Yeah. No, it's
not. Nothing matters then.
Yeah, if nothing matters, nothing means anything. Yep. And you can't have Phase 4 doing that. It has to be a purpose. Yep. So, yes, there's that. Speaking of Kang, that dude, Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, Lovecraft County.
I love him, man. What he was doing with that role. It's awesome that he's human, but he's quirky and cocky, and I kind of love that. And he was really playing the camera. Like, it was eating up that scene just by him. But who's this guy? It's him.
Yeah, I heard some people say that the final episode was a bit slow and boring.
I didn't think that.
I disagree.
I did not think
that
at all.
The only episode that didn't work for me was Lamentous, episode 3.
Yes.
That dragged a lot, but it did end with one of the best one-shots I've ever seen on television, so I give it some props for that.
Oh, that was the shit when he was running around the fucking.
When they're running around trying to get to the space shuttle before it takes off, and the fucking moon fragments are disintegrating and exploding shit around them. Amazing,
dude! Can you imagine them shooting that in a green room where nothing's there, right? Okay, guys, go left. Loki, look up. You know, now you're pissed off. Oh shit, she's scared. Quick, come back. Nope, you're doing too fast. Yeah, that would have been impossible to film.
Everybody, I think, is really strong in the show, and obviously, full props to Tom Hiddleston. The only character, if I can now get a little bit negative for a moment, is Renslayer. Who doesn't work for me at all.
Because do we basically... Okay, so... All right, so let's talk about this. Renslayer, ostensibly the highest paid officer, probably one down TVA. From Kang, right?
I guess so.
So the person doing...
She's running it.
But she doesn't know who it is, I don't think.
Well, it's not clear. Because even her exit is, I'm going to find out about free will or something like that. I guess she doesn't know. And I guess she was shocked. But she still sticks the line very well for someone who's been... If that's the case, and I'm open to interpretation here.
Yeah.
But she still toes the party line very strongly even after that, right? Even after she realizes the three sacred statues, they're all...
Sacred, all fake.
They're androids, whatever. Yep.
All right, so here's what we need to talk about, okay? Because this is the best thing about the show, if you ask me.
Okay.
At the end of everything, they finally meet the guy in charge of it all. What does he want? What does he want? And they gives his story. And they find that Jonathan Majors is like, okay, here we are. And he tells his story. Basically, there's all these multiple universes and they war with each other. So billions of people die all the time. I decided to clip every one of those fuckers and have just one war, essentially doing what Utopia did. We're saying there was a population explosion and it was going to be like wars and this and famine. So what we're going to do is just stop people being born, right? Instead of killing everyone, like is what the multiverses did, right?
Yep.
So he's like, this is it. I fixed everything. I clip all of the alternate timelines so no one gets hurt. They just don't exist, right? This is a very compelling argument. I'm looking at it going, you know what? He actually did do this. He is lying to everyone, and it's all bullshit, and it's all this. But you know what? It's a lie you fuckers need. Otherwise, billions of people die, and much more suffering happens.
It raises a question. If you buy into that line of thinking,
yeah,
why does he have to lie about the sacred timeline? Why can't he find like-minded people who agree with him?
Because Karens are everywhere. And I think you'll find Sylvie is the ultimate multidimensional Karen. She's all through the show. She's demanding to see the manager of a black-run institution. and she's like, she won't take no for an answer. So, you know, it's like, I think that you can't actually... He lied because...
Where is your honor, dirtbag? You are an absolute disgrace.
Well, actually, did he lie? Well, he lied insofar as he said the time gods are what are controlling it. But that's just because that's a grand vision for this is how this shit works. Like, this is why everyone needs a reason for it. If it was like,
He didn't convince Sylvie, aka Karen, but he convinced Loki.
He did, and that
what I'm trying to say here is that I'm not sure why we had to fool everybody in the TVA. Why couldn't we just get... Because I'm sure in all the multiverse, we'd find enough people who agree with his perspective.
Well, what was the lie? The TVA itself, yes?
Yeah.
But the TVA is just the facilitator to say, okay, this is our actual organization. This is our operating system to keep one sacred or whatever you want to call it. The timeline that I've chosen, right? And
I guess that's the point, isn't it?
You've chosen. Yeah, okay. But who else is in a position to do so? All he's doing is saving suffering. So I'm on board.
Yeah, look, I get it. I guess I'm a little bit confused as to why it needs to be so sleight of hand, so mysterious and whatever else.
Is it because if you said that three time gods who rule everything are the ones making this, you know, this is their decision to make this timeline sacred, as opposed to I'm a human just like all of you people.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? And then, but is what's better, what's worse?
And he's populating with people who are variants themselves and then somehow wipes their memory so they don't know.
So that's the real lie. The fact is, I'm telling... So that's what it is. He has to have staff for this. And in order to tell the staff, look, this is... I guess you could say to them, hey, this is the actual reality. You are saving the world. But they might not want to be taken out of their lives or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
But I reckon, how many people are there? 50,000 people in the TVA.
Yeah.
If you took eight... Just on Earth, let alone the entire cosmos, you would easily have 50,000 beings that would volunteer to save. You know, you got people that volunteer to go to fucking Mars on a one-way trip and never come back.
But then you say to every world that there's multiple universes, and can I get some of you to help me out here? Thanks. Right?
From your universe.
Yeah.
You're the sacred timeline.
But then now everyone knows there's multiple universes and it's not the same world anymore.
Maybe that's a problem. All right. We can probably stop debating this. Okay. Getting too fucking esoteric and... Okay. Abstract in terms of this discussion.
All right. Well, tell me what you thought about the ending.
Great.
So now we're getting season two.
Yep.
Right. That was pretty like, huh. This is okay. We're getting.
No, it's fine. I'd rather that because again, I'm so glad we're not getting Falcon Winter Soldier season two, and I'm pretty sure we're not getting WandaVision season two. Good. The one show so far that's earned a season two has got one. I'm all for it.
That's fair enough. That's fair to say. Did you like the Cloud Monster?
I can't remember its name.
Whatever it's called. I don't know me either.
I did like the look of it. I thought that was pretty good.
Okay, I thought it was beautiful.
In that episode, the alligator Loki is terrible at points. It looks really fake.
Does it really?
Yeah. Really terrible.
I wasn't even
according watching. To me, on my big screen TV, I'm like, oh. Okay.
Well, you know what?
They put all the effort into the backgrounds and the fucking cloud monster. They have not worried about the alligator here.
Yes. I didn't even notice that. So, okay. Well done. Well, you didn't see that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I'll say here that this show kept on going and it turned like around episode 5 maybe, right? For a long time, I wasn't sure of his purpose and it was starting to suffer. Like I was sitting there going, well, I know he wanted the king of him, but now he just realized that he's got no purpose. Well, so now he's existing
glorious
in there.
Purpose.
No, but that turned to shit immediately. Exactly. Yeah. So I found that when Owen Wilson wasn't in it and he got pruned, right? I was like, oh my God.
That was a great moment. He got pruned, gone. Whoa, they killed off Owen Wilson. Yeah. Shit. And then next episode when Loki got pruned himself, I'm like, okay, he's not dead.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to hang out somewhere.
They didn't even make you hang on for a week. They just went straight into the end credits, mid-credit sequence and just went, oh yeah, Loki's alive. Okay.
Yeah. Totally. Exactly. Because otherwise it's like, well, what are we going to watch next week? But that was a fine thing when these were all the multiple Lokis. It was enough to make you want to watch.
It was really great.
But I did find when they weren't talking, I found myself wishing they were talking because that's
what Loki and Owen Wilson.
Yeah, they were wicked. He's like talky. He's like that thing that he's doing. I love that shit, man.
You're a big Owen Wilson apologist.
I don't know that I really am. Yeah. I really am. I didn't know I liked him so much. So there you are.
All right. Well, look. I think one other thing I want to mention is the theme of trust that really runs through this entire show. Everything's about trust. So the TVA is lying, and everyone trusts that the TVA and what's her name, Renslayer, is doing the right by them, and then she trusts that whatever powers that be are doing right by them. And Loki, who does he trust? And Sylvie, can she trust Loki?
That's cool.
Mobius, can he trust that Loki's on side in terms of helping hunt down the variant Loki?
Yeah,
it's trust. I think that's really fascinating, and the way it all plays out works.
Now that you mention that, is it that Renslayer was doing? We think now Kang's bidding. We don't know whether it's not like she didn't know Kang existed.
No, I think you're right.
She was surprised that the androids were.
But then my point is, she seemed very keen just to keep the world order, even though she realized that.
And that's what's interesting. Perhaps that, Paul, is trust.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, she's like, fuck it. This is just the best way I can do it. Right? So, yeah. Anyway. Good show.
All right. So, let's give a final score. Any final thoughts, Wayne?
I want you to go first.
I'll give this 77.
77.
Keen as for season two. Looking forward to it, hopefully, around about this time next year.
69, dude.
Okay, yeah. So a little lower than me. Well, it's amazing, but once again, Wayne is...
Fuck off! As if a 69 is a Negatron score, bitch, please. Get all that ass in your face. Asshole.
Yeah, well, we've woken up in a multiverse where I am higher on the MCU. than Wayne is.
I was hoping for some hair in this multiverse.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Let us know what you thought of Loki and indeed this review. Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? You can let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show on Podbean where we host, and check out ccradio.com.au for the other great shows on the network, Comic Confidential and Believe, which I believe just passed the million download mark.
That motherfucker's on fire.
Congratulations to Cade there. And Facebook list community links in the show notes. Get involved in the discussion about Loki and all other things.
Word.
Thanks so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard. When Wayne gives the MCU a lower score than me.
Yeah, Paul's on. I don't know what happened with Paul, man. He's on now. What's up?
We'll catch you next time.
See you.